Good morning, children. In module 2, we will discuss about the value of an algebraic expression. How to find the value of an algebraic expression if the value of the variable is given. As we know that the value of an algebraic expression depends on the values of the variables forming that expression. There are a number of situations in which we need to find the value of an algebraic expression, such as when we want to check whether a particular value of a variable satisfies a given equation or not. Likewise, there are several examples when we need the value of an algebraic expression. If we substitute a specific value of each variable and then perform the operations of addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division, we find the value of an algebraic expression. Value of an algebraic expression totally depends on the values of the variables which is forming the algebraic expression. So we should remember, if we know the value of variables, we can replace the variables in the algebraic expression with respective values and then simplify it. Then we will get the value of the algebraic expression. Algebraic expressions are used to write rules and formulas in mathematics in a concise and general form. For example, perimeter of a rectangle is equals to 2 into L plus B, where L and B are the length and breadth of the rectangle. Similarly, the area of the rectangle can be written as L into B, LB. We find the values of expression also when we use formulas from geometry and from everyday mathematics. For example, the area of a square is L square, where L is the length of a side of the square. Suppose if L is 7 cm, then the area of the square is 7 square centimeter square, that is 49 centimeter square. If the side of the square is 20 cm, then the area will be 20 square centimeter square, means 400 centimeter square, and so on. So we shall have more and many more examples in which we need to find the values of an algebraic expression. Suppose if we have to find the value of x plus 5 when the value of x is given as 2, then in place of x we replace 2, so 2 plus 5 equals to 7. So 7 is the value of x plus 5 when x equals to 2. Likewise, you can find the values of any algebraic expression if the values of variable contained in it is given. Algebraic expressions are also used for formulas and rules. We have also seen earlier that formulas and rules in mathematics can be written in a concise and general form using algebraic expressions. Here we will see the different examples. First, we will see the perimeter formulas. We know that the perimeter of an equilateral triangle equals to 3 into the length of its side. So if we denote the length of the side of the equilateral triangle by x, then the perimeter of the equilateral triangle can be written as 3 into x, that means 3x. Similarly, the perimeter of a square can be written as 4 into side of the square. If the length of the side of the square is, suppose, y, then the perimeter of the square can be written as 4y, where y is the length of the side of the square. Similarly, the perimeter of regular pentagon can be written as 5z, where z is the length of the side of a pentagon. Similarly, we can write the perimeter of regular hexagon, regular heptagon, regular octagon, and all. Now we will learn how the algebraic expressions are used in area formulas. Suppose if we denote the length of the square by L, then the area of the square can be written as L square. Similarly, if we denote the length of rectangle by L and breadth by B, then the area of rectangle will be written as L into B, that means LB. Again, if for a triangle, the base of a triangle is B and height of the triangle is H, then the area of triangle can be written as BH by 2 or half into B into H. So, if we know the length of the square, then we can easily find either the perimeter or the area of the square. Suppose the length of the square is 5 cm, then the perimeter of the square is 4 into 5, that means 20 cm, and the area of the square will be L square, means 5 square, that means 25 cm square. So, we can find area as well as perimeter of the square if we know the length of the side of the square by finding the value of the expression. Now we will discuss how the algebraic expression is used for rules in number patterns. Here we will study some statements like, if a natural number is denoted by n, then its predecessor will be represented by n minus 1 and the successor is represented as n plus 1. So, we can represent predecessor and successor both of n if we know the use of algebraic expression. Suppose if we want the predecessor of 20, then 20 minus 1, which is 19. If you want to find out the successor of 20, then 20 plus 1, that means 21 is the successor of 20. Similarly, if a natural number is denoted by n, then 2n will be even number and 2n plus 1 will be always odd number. Suppose if we replace n by 10, then 2 into 10, that means 20. 20 is an even number, but 2n plus 1, that means 2 into 10 plus 1, that means 20 plus 1, that is 21. 21 is obviously an odd number. So, in many number patterns, we can use algebraic expression very easily. Suppose we have to find the sum of first n natural number, which can be represented as n into n plus 1 by 2. So if you want to find the sum of first 10 natural numbers, then you can use the expression n into n plus 1 by 2 as 10 into 11 by 2. If you simplify it, 10 will be divided by 2 as 5. So 5 into 11, that means 55. So 55 is the sum of first 10 natural number. So by finding the value of algebraic expression, we can find the sum of any natural number, first sum of any natural number, by using the algebraic expression n into n plus 1 by 2. So algebraic expression is very useful for number patterns and in many ways. Similarly, for the square of any natural number, we can use the expression as n square. Suppose we want to find the square of 10, then 10 square, that means 100. So by finding the value of n square, when n equals to 10, we can find the value of square of 10, that is 100. Similarly, for the cube of natural number also, we will use the algebraic expression as n cube. So if n is 10, then 10 cube equals to 1000, means 1000 is the cube of 10. So n cube represents the cube of natural number n. In this expression, we can find the cube of any natural number by using the expression n cube. So now you have understood the use of algebraic expression in number pattern. Now we will read about the use of algebraic expression in geometry, that means patterns in geometry. Suppose if we have to find the number of diagonals we can draw from one vertex of a quadrilateral. So if you check it, you will get as 1. Similarly, if you find out the number of diagonals from one vertex of a pentagon, if you check it, it will come as 2. Similarly, from one vertex of a hexagon, the number of diagonals can be drawn is 3. If we generalize this pattern, we will get as the number of diagonals we can draw from one vertex of a polygon of n sides as n minus 3. So in this way, you can find out the total number of diagonals also, because there are n vertex in a polygon of n sides. So the total number of diagonals can be written as n into n minus 3 by 2, because the diagonal is combining the two vertex. So will be divided by 2. So the formula n into n minus 3 by 2 is used as the total number of diagonals of a polygon of n sides. So if we replace the value of n as 4, that means quadrilateral, you will get the number of diagonals as 2, total number of diagonals as 2. If you replace the value of n as 5, then 5 into 2 by 2 means the total number of diagonals will come as 5. Similarly, you can find the total number of diagonals of any polygon of either 5 sides, 6 sides, 7 sides or more sides also by replacing the value of n in the expression n into n minus 3 by 2. Similarly, we can write the rules and formulas in mathematics using algebraic expressions. Some formula I am telling to you as a plus b whole square equals to a square plus 2ab plus b square, or a square minus b square equals to a plus b into a minus b. Many such formula you will study in higher classes. So we have studied that how the algebraic expressions are used in number patterns or patterns in geometry or in the formula of perimeter and area of geometrical shapes. So in many ways we can use algebraic expressions. So the use of algebraic expression is enormous. So we will use the algebraic expression in many ways in everyday mathematics or in daily life mathematics also. So there are several uses of algebraic expressions, and if we know the value of the variable, we can find the algebraic expression also. Thus, in this module 2, we have studied about the how to find the value of an algebraic expression when the value of the variable contained in it is known, as well as how the algebraic expressions are used in number patterns, patterns in geometry, or finding areas and perimeter of geometrical shapes. So you will find this module very important and interesting, and solve the problems also based on these concepts. Thank you.